claims love the snake. Government control was better than freedom? Men or women? Leftists produce a stream of false claims. This piece is boring and ugly because it consists almost entirely of lies. But we try to make two things clear. 1. Almost all of the claims that leftists make are false. 2. We, the right, need to understand, with certainty and clarity, why the leftists make those false claims. What are they thinking? This is the first of 5 pieces, wherein we try to find the one truest answer to the question, why do the leftists make these false claims? To do that, we explore what most people think are the 4 most likely possible explanations. Leftists are honestly mistaken, merely naive and misguided. Leftists are mentally ill. Leftism is a mental illness. The brains of people who are leftist perceive the world in a different way than rightists do, that is, in such a way that the leftists truly believe things that they know to be false. This isn't a mental illness, just a kind of compartmentalization or something. Leftists are lying. A list of the claims leftists make. In the 2020s, America is carrying out a genocide against trans people. All white Americans are racists, and no black people are racists. The COVID-19 virus was not created in a lab and did not spread from a lab leak. Lockdowns, school closings, vaccination of children, and mask wearing were the best way to deal with the COVID epidemic. The government-enforced lockdowns did not cause shortages, inflation, or other economic problems. Interaction between white people and non-white people is always colonization and exploitation of the latter, who gain nothing from the interaction. Humans cannot inherit intelligence. The Greek Ptolemaic rulers of Syria were white Greeks, but the Greek Ptolemaic rulers of Egypt in the same era were black Greeks. There is no difference between a real woman and a man pretending to be a woman. Men can become pregnant. Requiring proof that a person is eligible to vote is voter suppression. The shores of places like Hawaii and Miami, where people such as Barack Obama and Jeff Bezos have bought mansions, will soon be underwater due to climate change. It is impossible that Trump lost in 2020 due to election interference, although Hillary Clinton certainly did lose in 2016 due to election interference. Obesity is beautiful and not harmful to health. Yeah, masculinity is toxic. Refusing to refer to a woman as him should be a crime. Men who are convicted of crimes and who pretend to be women should serve their sentences as inmates in women's prisons. The American education system will work better with more federal government control and powerful teachers' unions. The U.S. government is not big enough and taxes are too low. The 2020 BLM Antifa riots, arson, and looting were nonviolent protests. The January 6 protest was unarmed people attacking the Capitol to take over and replace the U.S. government with dictatorship. Socialism creates prosperity. 40-year-old men should use the same restrooms at the same time as 9-year-old girls. Hiring people based on merit is racism. The Global South is poorer than the West, only because the Global South nations are exploited by Europe and the U.S. Control of the money system by federal government, politicians, and central bankers makes the money system stronger and has prevented any inflation, recessions, and bank failures. Biologically based racial differences cannot exist. Leftists are not reds. People on the right are reds. People who believe in limited government and more freedom are fascists. The mainstream media is not biased. White supremacist organizations are the greatest threat to America. The leftist elites, who spend their lives trying to gain higher social status, want to do away with social classes and make all people social equals. People producing emissions containing carbon will destroy the planet. Islam is strictly a religion of peace. Christianity is a religion of oppression. Taking money from the people who earned it and giving it to people who didn't earn it is fair and equitable. America is the most racist nation in the world. U.S. history began in 1619. there is no such thing as an unelected deep state bureaucracy. Neither the FBI nor the DOJ ever protected Democrats or helped to conceal their crimes. Freedom and free speech are threats to our democracy. The average police officer, even black police officers, are eager to murder innocent black people. A central bank digital currency would not be used to control or surveil us. Giving more power to government regulators will make the rest of us better off. ExxonMobil's merger with Pioneer is a direct threat to our democracy.
If two oil companies merge, will that change the form of government the nation has? No, that's not true. The list of leftist untruths could go on and on indefinitely. Because the mainstream media is a stream of false claims. And it never ends. True, it does not consist entirely of non-factual statements, but the intent of it all is to mislead. That is, not to tell the truth. The New York Times claims that the merger of two oil companies will cause the U.S. to have a different form of government. Because if Exxon is bigger, it will have more power to cause global warming. Therefore, global warming will destroy America. Therefore, it will destroy the democracy in America. Meanwhile, the people who write the New York Times will claim that when the federal government regulators order social media companies to lie and censor, that does not threaten freedom of speech. Conclusion. The leftists have taken control of most of our institutions, from the big corporations and the public school systems to the government itself, and even the big mainstream religions. Pity understanding why leftists make false claims and how they weaponize them could be a step toward turning the tables on them and finding ways to take back our freedoms in our country. We think it might be worth a shot. So we have four more pieces that we hope will solve the puzzle of why leftists make false claims, what they are trying to achieve with those false claims, and how we might stop them.
Thank you for your interest in Rightful Freedom. Please help us grow by liking and subscribing and commenting. We would love your feedback and see more content at our website, rightfulfreedom.com.